you guys are doing so great. This is going to raise a lot of money for the library.
I hate to break this to you, Mom. You forgot to put the date on the invitation.
It's not supposed to have a date. It's a no dinner dinner.
What's that?
Well, it's a dinner party with no dinner and no party.
Sounds great, Mom. Put me down for 5 no tickets.
Now, I know it sounds a little confusing, but this way the library doesn't have to buy food or rent a hall. They get to keep all the money they raise.
Well, then why do you send an invitation? Why don't you just ask for money?
Well, because it's fun. You know, people get into it.
Cool. Tonight, I think I'll throw myself a no homework homework party.
Yeah, right.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Dad.
Big day today. We're doing a huge tool time.
What's it about, Dad?
We're building a man's kitchen.
What's that? A kitchen where you stand over the sink to eat?
Oh, a man's kitchen. You can cook a cow, braise a buffalo, grill a grizzly.
You can eat grizzly?
Yeah, sure. Tastes like chicken. And with the leftovers, you can make a peanut butter and grizzly sandwich.
The Benford 6100 is available at fine hardware stores everywhere.
Remember, if your drill says Benford, get out of the house! Tools aren't supposed to talk to you! And now the moment we've all been waiting for. The introduction of the man's kitchen. A guy's galley. I am man. Hear me roast.
Well, Tim, what do you say we start her up?
That's right. The only kitchen I know that has an ignition system. Come on, come on.
Well, maybe we should get jumper cables, hook it up to another kitchen.
I think I got it. Listen, that baby purr. Now let's step inside, take a tour of the man's kitchen.
We start first here at Men's Fine China.
That's right. 16-ply steel-belted paper plates.
These plates are available in standard black and white walls.
That's right. Now we move on to the most important part of the meal. Vegetables. Now, for most men, there's only two kinds of vegetables. Your beans and your potatoes. I had my beans yesterday.
I know.
Now, potatoes. Hard to cook. Because when a guy wants to eat, a guy wants to eat. Can't wait for those endless seconds on a microwave. That's why we've got the Benford Macrowave. 3 convenient power settings. High, really high, and split your own atoms.
Now, Tim, won't this put out a little too much radiation?
It's a good safety tip, Al. That's why we're equipped with these. Lead vests.
Also useful in case Superman wants to take a peek at your underwear.
No problem there. I'm not wearing any. Don't want to overcook a potato, so only in there a couple seconds. Mm-hmm. Now, don't look directly at the potato. Once they stop glowing, they're probably ready to eat. Grab the potato.
All right.
Hot potato! Hot potato!
Here we have our beverage center. We got beer, we got root beer, Pepto-Bismol. But now we get to that main course. Ooh, yeah. And the main course of any man's meal is what?
That would be meat.
The redder...
The better.
The man's refrigerator. Stainless steel doors, big cubic inches. Now, what does every man really dream about having in a refrigerator, Al?
That's simple, Tim. A butcher.
Benny, how you doing?
Hey, Tim. Hi, Al.
Hey, Benny.
What will it be today?
I don't know. I got a hankering for a thick porterhouse.
Good choice.
I'll take the petite filet mignon.
Takes all kinds. Here you go.
Good looking meat, Benny. Thanks a lot. Stay cool. All right, we flip them on our grill. And you don't want to overcook them. You just want them flame kissed. They're done. All right. Still moving, Al.
Now we're ready to put on our seasoning.
Right. Well, you got hot sauce, steak sauce, barbecue sauce. What's your pick?
Not one of those, Tim. I'd like just a pinch of salt.
Oh, you got it, friend. I seem to have messed up your dinner. Let's get rid of those plates. Right down to the recycling center. Now, we've cleaned the dishes. What do we do about all the mess around the kitchen? The grease, the appliances, the floor, the walls. What do we do now?
Well, Tim, the best thing about the Binford Men's Kitchen is it's entirely self-cleaning.
It is. That's right. We got the Binford Kitchen Washing System here. You step out of the kitchen. Shut your waterproof doors.
Can we cut them?
What is this, a Renaissance fair? You add your detergent pellets early in the week. Then you put it on heavy wash, spin dry, energy saver. Start your wash. In a half hour, you got a clean kitchen. Floors, walls, the whole thing.
That's a fine charity. I'm sure that they had a lovely dinner, but our dinner is a little different. There is no dinner. No, this is not a crank call. We're having a no dinner dinner. What it means is that you don't have to get dressed up and sit in a big impersonal ballroom and make small talk with people you don't know. You like that? Well, maybe you could just send a contribution anyway, you know, because the library really needs... Hello? Can't believe she hung up on me.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter?
This no dinner dinner thing. It's not working out to be as easy as I thought. Nobody understands it.
I can't think about it right now. My mind's racing. That man's kitchen went over bigger than I ever expected. And you know what the end of next week is?
Now what?
It's the 5th anniversary of Tool Time. I can't believe you don't remember this.
Tim, when is our anniversary?
February.
February what?
Middle.
You are so pathetic.
Well, listen to me. This anniversary show is huge. It's got to be bigger than a kitchen show. I got to think of something that'll knock the audience's socks off.
Well, why don't you show highlights from some of your best shows?
As good as those shows would be, you can't just show people clips for an anniversary show. Gotta think big. Help me. Something big.
Okay, how about this?
All right.
You take the whole crew to Arizona.
I'm with you.
Drive to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah?
Fill the whole thing in with putty.
It's ridiculous. Putty. I've got a great idea for our Tool Time anniversary show.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about that, too. It should be something simple, tasteful, and totally tool-oriented.
How about taking the whole crew down to Indy Speedway?
I like it.
Yeah. And there's more. I'll challenge Michael and Mario Andretti to a race with myself.
Great. What about me?
Well, you can serve sandwiches and wash the cars and stuff.
President Davidson.
Hi, guys.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Al. Tim.
What?
I'm sitting in Binford headquarters the other day. I turn on the show that we sponsor, and what do I see?
The glare of your head reflecting off the screen?
No, Tim. What I see is a kitchen that has sucked up your budget for the next 6 months. Although, I do appreciate you're using my brother-in-law as the butcher.
These figures are a little off. And anyway, did you see the ratings? They went through the roof.
It doesn't justify what you spent. We talked about this. You promised you were going to start cutting back.
I did cut back. You know those lead vests? Al's is only lead plated.
Excuse me, I have to see a doctor now.
It was a joke. A joke.
Well, I'm not joking, Tim. From now on, you don't spend a cent unless I okay it.
All right, we'll start after the anniversary show.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know what you've got planned for that.
Well, we're going to Indianapolis.
Ah.
Really? Well, two words come to mind. Uh-uh.
No, look, let's just try to explain this to you again. This is a no-dinner dinner. It doesn't matter what you wear. There is no place to wear it to. No, there's no point in ordering a vegetarian plate. There's no food. No food. Look, just send me a check, okay? Goodbye.
Jill. Guess what happened when Davidson saw
the
kitchen
special? You will not
believe
what I'm going through with this fundraiser.
No, let me tell you what I'm...
You think it's hard to sell tickets to a dinner? You should try selling tickets to a no-dinner dinner.
Jill, he cut the budget on the anniversary show.
I'm tired of asking people for money. It is so degrading.
Talk about degrading. He walks in the office...
People treat me like I'm a bill collector. You know, they have their numbers changed just to avoid talking to me. When they see me at the supermarket, there's this mad rush for the door.
I won't have the Andretti's. I have a big special show.
You have no idea what it's like to be the cause of a multi-shopping cart collision.
Unfortunately, I do know how that feels.
You know
how that feels.
I did this whole thing out of the goodness of my heart.
If I could, I am
so tired of giving. When this is all over, I don't want anybody to ask anything of me ever again. Oh, I'm so sorry. What were you saying? How was your day?
My. I know it must be spring when I hear the sweet sounds of a wire bristle on a rusty grill.
That's it, Wilson. What do you got there?
Tim, I'm about to add some bacterial organisms to my milk.
Really? I'm more of a chocolate syrup kind of guy.
No, Tim. I'm making yogurt. The bacteria sours the milk.
You must have put some of that in my boss's milk. He's sour all the time.
Tool time troubles, Tim.
You know, our fifth anniversary show is coming up, and I want to make a big deal, but Davidson doesn't want to pay for it. I want to make a big, spectacular gift to my audience, you know?
You know, Tim, in ancient China, there was once an emperor, and every year on his birthday, everybody in the land would bring him a gift. And every year, the gifts became more and more elaborate.
I get your point.
Well, that's very good, Tim, because I haven't made one yet. Anyway, one year a small boy appeared before the emperor and told him that he had no riches to give. The only gift that he had was a song. You know what the emperor did?
Got him booked on Dick Wu's Chinese bandstand.
You're not making this easy, Tim. Anyway, when the emperor heard the song, he was so moved that he proclaimed it the greatest gift of all, because it was a gift that came from the heart. Well, I must get back to the yogurt.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Now here he is celebrating his fifth fabulous year, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, everybody. Thanks very much. That's very kind of you. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And you all know my assistant, Al. Stand by your tool man, Borland.
It's great to be here on this auspicious occasion. Happy anniversary, Tim.
You too, Al. And happy anniversary to the audience out there. If you all look under your seats, there's a little personalized gift from the tool man. Made you look. Oh, come on. We've had a lot of fun these last 5 years. A lot of it's to do with my family. They're here today. Let's spin around and meet them, can we? My lovely, beautiful, and very attractive wife, Jill. Brad, Mark, and Randy. My little boys. Oh, and my neighbor's here up behind it. There's Wilson. Wilson, say hi.
Festum diem anniversarium tibi, Tim.
What?
That means happy anniversary to you in Latin. You see, Tim, the ancient...
We got plenty of show to do here, buddy. There's a lot of ways we could celebrate our fifth anniversary. Could have gone to India and had some race drivers on. But Al and I decided to do something more from the heart. Like the young Chinese boy that smelled his own yogurt. We started the show with a very small budget. It was just two guys with a passion for tools.
And one guy who knew how to use them.
Yeah. So I went to Binford's headquarters in the archives and got our first episode. I put together a little highlight tape. Ladies and gentlemen, the birth of the Tool Show.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time.
That's correct. Binford Tools is happy to present your host, Tom Taylor.
Thank you, Ms. Binford. It's Tim Taylor. All right. Well, welcome, audience, to the premiere episode of Tool Time. It's a show that celebrates men and their tools. Before we get to our project today, I'd like to bring out an assistant that we hired for me. We auditioned contractors all through the Detroit area, a lot of professional men, and this is the guy that would work for the money we offered. So let's bring him out, a contractor, a master plumber, and a Pisces, Albert Borland. Come on out, Albert. Good to have you here.
Hi.
Okay. Nice to have you here.
I'm Al Borland, and I'm pleased to make your acquaintance. I'm also very honored to be part of your tool education.
It's over here, though. You look in this camera. My wife suggested I cut the beard for the look, but I think it actually fits for...
Oh, no. I like a man in a beard.
Whoa, big fella. Speaking of big fella, who's that big guy you're talking with backstage?
That was my mother.
Okay. Before we get started, the first thing we'll learn today is how to drive a stake.
I don't understand. Aren't we talking about wooden stakes?
Albert, can I call you Al?
Okay.
This is supposed to be a joke. Guy driving a stake.
Ah.
We've already leveled our dirt. We got some form up. Al, you got us the rest of the way.
Well, we've done just about everything until we pour the concrete.
Right.
So all we need to do now is set the stakes, close in the form.
Exactly. We need a sledgehammer for that. Mrs. Binford.
There you go, Tom.
Thank you, Mrs. Bin in the Sauce. All right. Al, will you hold the stake while I drive her in?
I'd be pleased to, Tim. With an expert like Tim, I know I'm in good hands.
I think we've had about enough of that. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our first episode.
Not so fast. Jill and I have a surprise for you.
What?
Well, we knew how disappointed you were when we couldn't do the show live from Indy, so we brought a little bit of Indy to you.
What'd you do?
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Andretti and Johnny Rutherford.
Our guest, Michael Andretti, of course, you come back from Formula One now to race Indy cars again. Very excited with Chip Ganassi team, right?
Yep.
Very excited. Johnny Rutherford, 3-time Indy winner. This is just too great. Your dad didn't show up. Mario, where's he?
Yeah, Dad couldn't come. He's racing his race car, but I brought somebody just as old.
I believe I beat you here from the airport, kid.
That's because I used Tim's direction.
Guys, we're not in a dirt track here, fellas. Come on, let's enjoy ourselves. Who taught you into doing this?
Well, your wife can be a pretty persuasive woman.
Yeah, she even talked us into a no-dinner dinner.
Hope there's chicken.
And we'll talk with the drivers after this message from Binford. No idea you could do that in an IndyCar. That's unbelievable. Well, anyway, I got to thank Michael Andretti and Johnny Rutherford for being on the show. How about a round of applause for the boys here? Yeah. Along with our guest, Al and I want to thank the people really responsible for Tool Time. I want to get everybody out here that's done the show, all the grips, the prop people, costumes, lights, everybody. Come on, everybody out here. Everybody. Everybody here on Tool Time. Wait a minute. Hey, cameraman, too, you guys got to get out here. Come on, everybody. Come on.
Uh-oh, bad idea.
Come on out, Albert. Golly, gosh darn it, we've had some fun, haven't we, over the years? And a lot of it's to do with my family. I want to spin over here and introduce my family here. My beautiful, talented, brilliant wife, Pat.